You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Coach, what's it say about this team and what a lot of people said was a meaningless game? But you had two players, C.J. Mosley and Sauce Gardner, went out, got banged up, but they wanted to get back in for the team, for the organization, and the teammates.
That speaks a lot to the locker room. We've got the right guys. It's unfortunate the way it ended, obviously, with the not getting in the playoffs, getting to 7-4. But you know, we asked the guys to fight, and they absolutely fought all the way to the end. And give credit to Miami; they're going to the playoffs. So, game and run.
How do you explain six-game winning streak?
It doesn't matter. I can explain it a million different ways, but it's a six-game losing streak.
Hi, Robert. You've gone, you know, three games without scoring a touchdown. Just talk about what's been going the problem mentally.
Same thing. I can give you a bunch of problems, but we didn't get it done. It's frustrating because it's because you know you're right there, and there's you know, when you're rolling on all cylinders and 7-4, pretty healthy, and you know, one thing leads to another, and you lose six in a row. But you know, I'm not going to fault these guys for how hard they fought. Took Minnesota to the wire, took Buffalo to the wire, Detroit to the wire. Didn't like the way we played that Thursday night game in Seattle, but loved the way we came out today. Again, took Miami down to the wire, and just one or two plays go our way, it's a different story. And it just didn't work out today.
How do you think Joe played today?
I thought Joe was awesome. I mean, he took a beating, and he was getting rid of the ball as best he could. Playing within the offense, trying to get it to our playmakers. Thought Garrett played really well, and but he did about everything you could ask out of him. Because I know what kind of team we have, and I get it. I get outside noise. I get all that stuff. I get the disappointment of a six-game losing streak. But honestly, the silver lining is that we've got an unbelievable core group of guys, and I'm really excited for this offseason. Really excited to see them take off, and we're going to get this opportunity again. We got to go finish. So. We're going to be in these positions again. I know we are. You know, in my first year, I'm going to talk about it more tomorrow, but when we were out of the playoffs with four games left, we kind of simulated a playoff run, being in December, playing December football, and this year we got to actually live December football. Didn't go the way we wanted at all. Next year, we're going to be in December football, and the challenge is going to be to finish. Not just be satisfied with December football, but finishing December football. And we had our opportunities. Didn't work out the way we wanted to for whatever reasons you want to give. But next year, we're going to be in this exact opportunity, and it's going to be about finishing.
What gives you the confidence? What gives you the confidence that that's going to be the case?
Because we got a good team. We do. We got a good team. And, you know, 7-4 wasn't a mirage. It was got a championship caliber defense. We've got a bunch of young guys that are going to get healthy and get back here. We've got an old line that's going to get healthy and get back here, and I know we'll get the quarterback position right. And when all that happens, we're going to be in the same situation, and it's going to be about finishing, and it's going to be about finishing all offseason.
Any particular message?
I'll get you guys. I'll talk to him tomorrow, I've been talking to him throughout. It's not going to change. It's going to be the same. Go home. Go on vacation, go read a book, go do something. Clear your mind from football, and when you get back, have that clear mind and get ready to go play and become the person that we all know he's capable of.
Robert, you saw Woody standing by the door. say to him about the way this happened?
You know, I say sorry to everybody. Woody, Christopher, Ira, Jaime, E, all the players, all the coaches, all the fans. Because I know it's been a long, long ride, but of not being in the playoffs, and I know it was right in our fingertips, and we're not going. But at the same time, I know we've come a long way over 2 years, and I'm excited about what we've got ahead of us. So, you know, it's just like I said, it stings right now. But when all this dust settles and we reflect on the season, we're going to be really excited about what we have to offer and how we're and about kicking off this offseason the right way and getting us back into this position where we've got a chance to clinch and get into the playoffs.
When you say you get the quarterback position fixed, what does that look like?
Getting the people that are here better and just evaluating it and just, like I said, it's all hands on deck. You know, Mike, we got a free agent Mike, got a free agent Joe, got to talk to them, got a young kid in Zach that we're committed to. So right now it's taking over our quarterbacks in-house and then from there just evaluating and see how we can find ways to get better. So,
Weber, are you prepared to say Michael will be back next year?
Yeah, you know what, I'm going to go back and do my process. I get it. You know, it is so important for me to go through process. You know, I've said it before, there's just the amount of things and adversity that he's had to deal with this year is you can't just blame one person. There's a lot of things that can go around. And so making the best decisions for this organization is first and foremost.
How long does it take to put football behind you before you get back on?
I don't know. This one's going to be on my mind for a little bit, but I don't know. I got 7 kids and a beautiful wife at home. So they let me forget pretty quick.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.